What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
What up, Jupu? Happy birthday to you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
I want to get that out the way soon.
Yeah, man. Thanks. When your birthday is this day, I don't really like
still,
to make too
just,
much of it.
It's your birthday. You were living before that day, so we still got to celebrate the birth of a big-eared wonder.
I appreciate that, buddy. Yeah. 43. Getting there, man.
Hey, man, you're living. That's all that matters.
Thank you, man.
Make sure you enjoy the gifts.
I will. Hopefully,
tell your wife everybody. Tell your wife exactly what I told you.
I will. listen, man. Obviously, there was a major event last night in Philadelphia, and we can't ignore it. These sorts of things are bigger than our show, bigger than our world. And,
yep.
And when you get two sides that just clearly hate each other, it impacts everything. And so, you know, you've got two sides, red and blue, and with a long history of going up against one another. And you just – we want to be a distraction, Brian. We don't want to delve into the serious world.
We won't.
But when the Phillies play the Rays, man, you cannot ignore that. And when Bryce Harper comes storming in and you've got a hit by pitch and there's tempers are flaring in Philadelphia, all right? And so we just hope calmer heads prevail.
Yes.
And the Phillies did win that thing 9-4, B. I know that was the event in Philadelphia. We were all wrapped
up.
Yeah,
that's the one. That's the one.
Kind of going forward, obviously, it's a day of remembrance. For what happened, what are we at now? 23 years?
It's been a while, man.
22 years ago.
Yeah.
No. What year is it? 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Terrible day. And our thoughts with all the folks impacted by
everybody
that day.
Everybody impacted.
And then you told me Frankie Beverly died.
Frankie Beverly passed away today. And I called Lenny. I said, man, get some Mays, Frankie Beverly together. But also yesterday, James Earl Jones.
Yeah, man.
You know, Darth Vader.
I mean.
The voice.
Yeah, dude. James Earl Jones, so legendary.
Yeah.
You know, but still we persevere. And
definitely.
For us, we are out in Ashburn. Say we're, you know, 30 miles west of the city. Busy, busy day today in Ashburn. We will hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. The team has practice scheduled for 1 o'clock, we'll hear from Dan Quinn. Prior to that, after practice, we will hear from Jaden Daniels, which will be a interesting conversation. Now that, you know, Jaden has played a little, it kind of changes the scenario, right? Like the
it
questions.
You can ask him about what happened now. You know, you go straight into that instead about what he thinks. Now he's been through it, his feel, and you know, game plan moving forward. You did run it 16 times. I would think that they've told you that's not ideal. How do you plan on not doing that moving forward?
Sure.
You know, those type of things.
Sure. I think, you know, I think even Jaden will recognize when they watch that tape, like there's some opportunities where he ran, where maybe he could have evaded pressure and not necessarily stayed in the pocket. But nobody, I'm not making a comparison here. Nobody on earth does this better than Patrick Mahomes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where he evades pressure but continues to be a passer. And you heard Dan Quinn mention that exact phrase, like continue to be a passer, continue to stay behind the line of scrimmage, look downfield. A lot of times that's where you can hit big plays. And B, I circled back to it this morning driving in. The fact that it's the Giants and it's week two and the history – recently and
is not very favorable,
right? Like, and I get how bad the Giants looked. Like, it's not a secret they got their doors blown off by Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
but does it have you a little uneasy that it's the like? I'd almost prefer this be the Eagles this week.
Well, every week I'm uneasy, to be honest with you, because you're playing against professionals and like the sure. little the movie. I mean, Any Given Sunday. I don't care who it is. Any given Sunday, a team can look absolutely horrible. We've seen Kansas City look horrible in some games. And any given Sunday, a team can look fantastic. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the ultimate thing where you look at a team and you go, oh, man, they suck. But they're all professionals. And they may get it going one game, and that game could happen to be against your team.
I think
– something that you don't want to see.
There was a moment last year where I decided to never be like, that team stinks, you got to beat them.
Well, I have to keep telling you because you did it often, and every time you did it, we ended up on the wrong side.
I did not do it after one very specific moment.
The Bears?
I had a come-to-Jesus moment.
You said it about the Bears, and look what happened.
Halftime of that Bears game, when it was 27-3, I said, you know what? Who the hell knows? Maybe this team is the bad one, right?
Yeah.
And I think that was proven correct over the course of the full season. Giants looked terrible. That line has already moved. It opened at 3 and is now down to 1.5.
Yeah.
I haven't really.
That scares you.
I don't know what to think. I wasn't overly impressed last. The only thing I was particularly impressed by was Jaden.
Yeah.
I think. Am I forgetting something?
No.
I thought B-Rob and Eckler were impressive. It looked good, but they didn't really get enough opportunities to be impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, I don't think I can name a single thing that was impressive defensively. Special.
Well,
teams,
let's just say
I don't think I can.
They
name
got it. Pressure. They just didn't get them down. That you could say they got to them. Now they got to finish it. I'll go with that as something that's impressive because they were all around him several times. But if you touch a guy, you three something. 290, 300, 320. You touch a dude that's about 200 pounds, 210, you got to bring him to the ground.
Baker's like my size, it seems. Yeah. Like. You know what I mean?
And yes, he's elusive, but he ain't that damn elusive.
He's not Lamar.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a lot to discuss. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is going to join us at 11. Our guy Neil Greenberg talking to us at noon. DQ Presser, somewhere around 12:30. We'll be taking that live, assuming we are capable. And then Jeffrey Chataha is going to join us from NFL.com. That should be a really cool. We got if you listen to us, this is not a surprise. We're just going to talk about football for 4 hours.
So that's what we'd like to do.
I hope you're ready for that.
Let's get it.
Now, we talked about the events in Philadelphia last night. Obviously, a big Phillies win is what the nation's talking about. But there was a major political event in Washington last night. And again, we try to avoid politics, but not when it's one of our own. Brian, it's my understanding you...
It was not political.
You are a congressman now.
No.
That's what Lanville has on the sheet. Congressman
No. I went to an event for a former player for the team here, Carl Kammerer. His daughter, Kimberly Janelle.
Is he related to Doug Kammerer?
No. Okay. No. They basically run this thing called Alabaster House where I was there, me, Doc, Mosley, and Carl. We did like a little panel talking about leadership, and it was fun. You know, it wasn't about one side or the other. It was just talking about leadership overall, and we had some fun there. You know, I haven't been in the Capitol in a long, long time, bro.
It's cool.
But let me tell you, as you walk through there, you go, damn. This building was built way, way, way back. And you look at the meticulous detail inside of that, and you look at all that damn stone and granite and marble. They didn't have all of these cranes that we have today. Man. Why is that building so secure and stable when the stuff they build today is trash?
I wonder about that kind of stuff, too.
It's like weird, man. You think all the way back to the pyramids and all that. Look how precise those lines are.
When we were in Italy over the summer.
It's crazy.
And, you know, there's like really famous cathedrals and castles and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
We were in relatively small towns. And these churches and cathedrals were damn near 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh,
and
my.
They still standing.
Yeah, dude.
You build something today, it's gone next week.
I got to say, forgive me. Now, Carl was there with you at the
– yeah.
Dude's 87.
Yeah, and still
– that's
impressive. Is rock solid. He was talking about his grandson, and he said, yeah, he's 6'5", about 320. I'm like, well, hell, look at his granddad.
I mean – he was a second-round pick in the 1960 draft.
Yeah.
I think, assuming the draft then was the same time of year it is now, I think that was before the moon landing. Like, that's
Jay,
that's remarkable.
Hey, Carl still looked like he could whip somebody's ass. You might not want to be talking negative.
Listen, I'm not.
Oh, hey, Carl, how you doing?
I'm not talking negative. I'm saying I'm damn impressed.
Yeah.
I can't find anything that impressed me about the defense on Sunday. Carl Kammerer, I'm impressed.
So it was me. So Carl is in his 80s. Mosley is in his, what, 70s?
Don't know. Yeah.
Doc is in his late 60s. And then they had me there.
The young buck.
Not often that I'm the young buck in a group.
They needed the youth vote. That's why you were there. Should we look up Doc? I don't know that Doc wants us looking up.
Doc's like 68, 69.
Rick Walker.
Doc and my sister are about the same age.
Do you know what round Doc was drafted in? Over under your draft? You were fifth.
I'll say over.
So you think he was a sixth?
Sixth or seventh.
Fourth.
Oh, wow.
Doc's a
but
fourth.
But they showed a highlight last night. I didn't know Doc caught so many touchdowns.
Doc caught 9 touchdowns in his NFL career.
He might have caught them all that on that one video they showed last night. Every time he scored, he just go.
Doc and Kammerer, both from California.
Cali.
Who else was there?
Mark Mosley.
And Mosley's from Texas.
Mosley
from
actually grew up in Ecuador.
Yeah.
And then moved to Livingston, Texas.
That is Mosley's story. I guess
and
it was
the Chiquita banana.
Yeah.
His dad kind of like introduced bananas there, and it's the biggest banana place in the country, in the world right now.
Mosley's, I never knew Mosley's life story till that night at Congressional, the Touchdown mm-hmm. Club dinner. It was fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, he grew up chasing chickens around and stuff on these, like, rural farms in South America. I haven't said good morning to the boys in the aquarium yet. Good morning, boys. How's everybody doing?
I'm money, baby. How are you?
I'm good, dude.
I'm good.
Money.
How
much,
birthday,
how much
JP.
You want to give us, man?
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I'll give you $2, B-Mitch, but only if you get here by 2 o'clock.
Landfill, you know, I'll take off and come there. But if it was like 200, I'll come.
I don't think you're driving down there for $2.
Baby. 200.
It'll
See,
cost you.
He don't realize bucks in my hood means 100.
How much would it cost you to drive there?
If he gets to that price, I'll let him know.
I would not expect it.
As you go up on some zeros, Landfill. I might be there soon.
Let me know, Landfill, if you're going to give Beamish $200 to drive downtown. I think, thank you. The stream is up and running. Good morning to all the folks in the stream.
What's up, fam?
Thank you for the birthday wishes to all parties. I also had a post last night. I'm launching a new show tonight on NBC4 on their FAST channel. So this is like their, like a lot of people don't watch TV like you and I do, where we press play on the remote. We press power on the remote and the TV just works. So this is like all the streaming service. And shocker, there's tremendous growth on all that because young people go to that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited for this and kind of got to first time. A lot of these shows, like you do a post-game show, you know what you got to do, right? Mm-hmm. But like kind of these weekly shows, I got to kind of get my hands on some of the way we're going to run it, and I'm really excited. And the one thing I have heard folks say, Landy, you need me to turn my mic up? Are you trying to text me that? Sorry.
You say put the mic close to you.
Okay,
mic.
Gotcha. The one thing, I love the work I get to do on Channel 4. Obviously, Chick does good work on Channel 9, but like, in the world where there's just not that much local sports coverage anymore, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I think the thing that goes missing to like a television audience is just hearing from players. Say I get 2.5 minutes on mm-hmm. Channel 4, right? Over the course of 4, 5, and 6. But like there's so many players worth hearing from, and there's so much more context to provide for fans. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my focus is, like, I want to go in-depth on Dan Quinn today. I want to go in-depth on Daniels today. And then I want to bring people into the locker room and get to, like, hear and understand what players are saying and kind of what they saw in Tampa, what needs to be different in mm-hmm. New York. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be really cool. I have no idea how they came up with the name for that show. I think it's just about listening. You know what I mean?
What's the name?
All Ears with J.P. Finley.
Did you get that copyright and did you get extra money because they're making fun of you while using something that's on your body?
Listen, man, if you can't make fun of yourself, who can?
Well, that's not you making fun of yourself. They're making fun of you.
It might have been my idea.
Yeah, all ears.
It might have been my idea.
Yeah, yeah. Looked like a headset.
All right, let's kind of get this thing moving, man. Dan Quinn today. We did this yesterday. What are some questions you for Dan Quinn? I am curious if he feels they need to generate more pass rush, or to your point earlier, they were close this week. You just got to get them down.
I think when you listen to Dan, and also I listened to John on the Junks yesterday, and even guys after the game, the mindset was that they got the pass rush. They just got to finish. And I agree with them. But the ultimate thing is finishing, okay? And I don't know why or what, but if you look at football today, and this is not just the Commanders or you know, most teams that we just sit and watch. Look at most of the games in the NFL. That first week was some horrible tackling.
Sure.
Some teams had great tackling. You understand what I'm saying? So what are they doing differently than what we're doing? You know, I know that guys run full speed and they run past a guy like, I would have hit you. And I told you back in the day with Coach Gibbs, everyone would think that back in the day we basically tackled everybody to the ground on every play. We did not do that. We would come in, I say, full speed butt up. So they hit you, wrap their arms around you. A lot of people would lift you, put you back on the ground. But what did they do? If they lifted you, they had to wrap up. Okay? The stuff that they do in practice today, most teams, they're not even wrapping up.
Bro.
They just run at the guy and go, oh, I would have made the tackle.
Hit and wrap has kind of been on a fairly rapid decline, I'd say, for the last 10, 15 years. Even like when big hit, like backers still tend to wrap, but a lot of times when safeties are making tackles, they're just flying in for big hits.
Normally
no
because
sense.
The guy is not seeing them. Because, see, I will say this. When a guy would run up to me in practice, like yell like he had tackled me, I laughed at him. Because most times you can hit me. If you don't wrap up and you're not bringing your ass, I'm gonna level you. Most running backs don't just go down with the first hit.
Right.
And we got receivers now like Deebo Samuels. They don't go down with the first hit. So the wrap up, what it does, you wrap up. Not many people can run with 200, 300, 200 to 250, 300 sure. pounds on their waist. So you give your other guys a chance to come over and help you out. But just running and hitting somebody, that doesn't work anymore. And I believe that they need to go back to that full speed butt up. And the running back, once they drop you, receiver, you keep running. And it's so quick. It's like a second.
Sure.
Boom, boom, they drop, and you're gone. But I really believe the wrapping up part of football is not a thing that is so great anymore.
I don't think it's taught. I mean, maybe, like, shout out to the Maplewood Youth Football Organization. I hope they're still teaching hit and wrap. But, like, nobody's hitting in anything but games, really. You know what I mean? I can't imagine. Do you think in high school football they're still tackling in practice?
Some places, yeah.
I hope so.
Down south, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing for me is I'll say this. The linebacker, 5'4", for 49ers. Every time I saw him tackle, like, they would teach you, if the guy's running here, you put your head in front so because they're not going to run your neck, and you wrap up. Fred R. Warner did it every damn time he was throwing the tackle. So when you practice your fundamentals, they come for you. When you don't practice your fundamental, you normally go back to what's most comfortable. And what's most comfortable normally does not work in a game of football.